Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women.
Stroud looking deep over the middle, and it's picked off by Terrell Bernard at the 19-yard line. Terrell Bernard read C.J. Stroud like a book. And the Bills have the football.
Chris Brown on the Western Hotline. Terrell Bernard, welcome back, Terrell Bernard.
That was absolutely, I thought, the best play of the day.
It was
the
Bills. Heck of a play.
So good.
Welcome back to Terrell Bernard. Hopefully, Taron Johnson, Ed Oliver, and Khalil Shakir are able to return soon. Taylor Rapp as well. Chris Brown joins us on the Western Hotline to chat about the Bills' loss in Houston. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Heck of a play by Bernard there. You know, like that's the it's never lost on me when you've got your A players in, you see a difference. And you know, depth is nice, but the guys that are at the top of the food chain, they make a difference.
Yes, it's a matchup league in many ways, and when you have your frontline guys, it makes a big difference. To your point, and you know, you think about the defensive effort yesterday. I mean, yes, they give up 300 passing yards to C.J. Stroud, but they were kind of in bend but don't break mode and, you know, for the most part, kind of held them in the game and were fantastic in the second half. You know, they get a couple of three and outs, they get two takeaways, and this is, to your point, without playing with Ed Oliver, Von Miller, Taron Johnson, Matt Milano. I mean, run down the list, guys.
Yeah.
Even your safety is out. In Taylor Rapp. So playing without five starters essentially, and they held you in the game enough to win it. I mean, I think that's fair to say.
Yeah. I would agree. I mean, it almost felt like as that, you know, whether it's momentum, I mean, Houston made so many mistakes. It's probably part of what makes this so difficult to swallow as a Bills fan is that it felt like the Texans were giving the game away time and time again.
Right, especially at the end, right? They inexplicably throw a pass and the receiver goes out of bounds to stop the clock for Buffalo, who have no timeouts remaining. That one stupefied me. I mean, I even said it on the air. They just butchered the end of this game. And then the Bills are unsuccessful themselves in getting out of the shadow of their own goalposts at least enough to kill the clock and force overtime.
What was your biggest issue with like the end of the game? Was it just simply all of them being passes? Was it the types of passes? The of course, second down especially was one that was right down the field. I guess that late situation and sequence for the Bills where they get the ball with 32 seconds left, Chris, just I guess how did it go so wrong there for them?
Yeah, I mean, it was it's a bad series, man. Really bad. And I know Bills fans are irate about it. I saw the social media bonfire that was going on last night as we were heading back to the plane. There are a million ways you could have done it, but I think the bottom line is the execution was poor all the way around. And I think that's a time in the game where you have to recognize what is my team struggling with on offense and what is my team doing that's at least functional. And believe me, in the second half, there wasn't a lot to hang your hat on offensively. You could make the argument that you run it three times, you kill the timeouts for Houston, and at least get to overtime. But the passing decisions, I think the only thing I would criticize there, where are the shorter passes?
Yeah.
Like, Josh is in his own end zone, and any leak in protection whatsoever, which was suspect for most of the day, and the thing's blown up. So do the Bills without Shakir not have anyone who can run a short route? Like, to me, guys, with the problems in the passing game right now, which is the bigger story here, to me it's not even the end of the game. the biggest story in this game is the passing game. Because for two straight weeks, you've scored 3 points in the first half. Your third down conversion rate has been a problem since the season began, and it's only being brought to light now because they've lost their last two games. But 0 for 5 in the second half, 3 for 9 in the first half. I can't explain why it's gone so far south so fast, but it is troubling to me. But to me, James Cook has to be a featured part of your passing game. He is your most dynamic athlete on offense. He catches the ball when you throw it to him, which I know he's had some drops in his career, but he makes high degree of difficulty catches. The one on the sideline late in the game, he just doesn't get his elbow down to be in bounds. That was a ridiculous catch, high degree of difficulty catch. And he gets separation. Outside of Shakir, no one else consistently gets separation in the passing game. He has to be a featured part of your passing game going forward.
You know, with as you said, the passing is a bigger issue than the end of the game. And I agree with that. It's actually part – I think it's why the end of the game looks so bad is because we're at a stage now with this passing offense where, I mean, Allen had 9 completions and he's 4 for 18 targeting wide receivers. And in that spot, you know, you just need 10 yards. Sometimes, Chris, you need 10 yards to kill a game to win it. Sometimes you need 10 yards to get a game to overtime. And right now, this offense, I mean, I'm sure a lot of Bills fans – don't have too much faith in the passing offense. I wonder how much faith Josh Allen has in the passing offense because he's not had a connection really with anybody outside of Shakir this year.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Kincaid had his highest receiving total in last week's game, you know, against the Ravens when he went 5 for 47, but that's not blowing the production meter up by any stretch. I think he's got to get on track.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Somehow. And look, this may sound crazy, but you're looking for continuity of some kind in your passing game. So you have to go with the guys that have spent time with Josh on a game field in the regular season. That's Shakir, that's Cook, that's Kincaid, and maybe it's even Dawson Knox, as crazy as that is to say, because he's been invisible as well. I don't think he's been utilized in the passing game at all. But at least he's been a reliable target over the years. And maybe you have to find a way to work two tight ends a little bit more going forward, too, until you can find someone else to emerge in the wide receiving core. And maybe it's Keon Coleman. I mean, maybe you put him in the slot and use him over the middle of the field, which is a part of the passing game that's sorely lacking right now.
You know, the million-dollar question is, do you think they are more likely today than they were this time yesterday to seek outside help? I was listening to you guys talk on the round table about the idea of Davante Adams, who's out there, or whether it's Amari Cooper or whatever. The million-dollar question is, will they seek help? Will they feel like they need to do that? They still have, you know, like 24 days to make a decision. I think the deadline's Halloween, so there's time still to evaluate, but that's going to be the thing that hangs the whole time.
Right. I think they let it play out. I think they're going to really comb through this film and see if there is a place where they can find their way to saying, look, we've made progress here in this area. This is a deficient area. Here's progress here. Let's try to grow this. Let's try to make this better. Because pass protection, guys, after 3 games, this team was number 1 in the league in pass protection. It has done a 180 the last couple of weeks. The two guards have really struggled the last couple of games and have not provided many solid protection downs. That's where the compromise has happened in their protection a good deal. The guys on the outside, little touch and go. I will remind Bills fans of this, though, who are probably feeling pretty down this morning. The Bills have a single set of back-to-back losses in each of the last 5 seasons. That's it. So let's just hope that this is that set of back-to-back losses and they get things right again going forward here with a big division game coming up on Monday night.
Yeah, I think about the division, Chris. I kind of almost feel like it presses the envelope forward even more to figure things out, where expectations were a little bit lower before this season than in past years, but man, the way the Jets have looked, the Dolphins won yesterday, but it was against New England, and they just, obviously without Tua, can't do much. The way the division looks, you know, does it amp the pressure up a little bit to figure it out? Because there is a real opportunity here to just kind of, if you can be, you know, relevant on offense, competent on offense, it feels like a division you should still cruise to.
Yeah, I think it's, again, I think it's just going to be a matter, Joe, of whether or not they feel there is enough traction to take this offense forward as it currently exists in terms of maybe scheming it a little bit better, utilizing some of your personnel a little bit better, like James Cook in the passing game. I'm going to be beating that drum all day. I think if they can find their way to that, I think they're going to try to let that organically develop here, primarily because the division is a mess. I actually think there's less urgency. A lot of these teams are struggling so badly and are arguably even more shorthanded than the Bills are, with the possible exception of the Jets, although they played without C.J. Mosley and haven't played without Morgan Moses the last two games. So, I mean, I think you can argue it both ways. I think they're going to be methodical in reviewing all of this and figure out, look, do we want to go another couple of weeks to see if it gets better? Or do we strike now? There is time. The deadline's pushed back a week, so we'll have to see where it goes.
Thanks, Chris. We'll be listening today.
All right, take care, guys.
Chris Brown on the Wester Hotline as we chat every Monday and Friday. His appearance brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. You know, there is Ian Rappaport just now talking about Aaron Rodgers, who has a low ankle sprain.
Yep.
And he also kind of asks openly, will he have a new target by Monday night? All this we are saying about how the division looks, if you're the Jets and you look at the Bills, are you not saying, hey, I think we can get him this year?
Devontae, right now, yes.
We watched that 100%. Game yesterday, like, I think we can get that team this year. They have Josh Allen. He's got no help. Let's go get him.
Well, they also might feel like they have to get the Bills this year.
Right. That's part of it, too.
Yeah.
Not only do we have to, we can do it. Maybe Devontae Adams gets traded this week. Bills and Jets, Monday Night Football. Listen, I think that game, you want to talk about spotlight of spotlights, that's the one. They win, everything's going to be just fine. They lose, it'll be a panic. That's panic.
Rodgers has a low ankle sprain, by the way.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550.
Tune into WGR each Bills game day during the rest of the regular season for your chance to win or answer our tailgate trivia question presented by Game Day Hospitality. Your chance to win two VIP tickets to Game Day Hospitality Red Zone Tailgate Party. Tickets include food, drink, entertainment, and access to the VIP tent. Visit our contest page at WGR550.com for details.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.